Shalom to all! Today's office is Yerushalmi Arla Daf Beis, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Ma'ushayu Asur Mishum Gezel, and Avil Nsurus Daf. It's on Aleph Amud Beis, about halfway through the Amud, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And then we're asking another question. Ma'ushayu Asur Mishum Gezel, what about these fruits that are growing on these trees that were not planted for the fruit? They were planted just for the wood or for siyug. He just wanted it as a fence. Are these fruits Asur because of Gezel? Is another person not allowed to take them? Maybe there's no problem because the person only wants the wood. And the answer is, isn't the wood usher because of gazelle? Obviously, the fellow wants the wood. He wants it as his fence. And by the same token, he also wants the fruit because the fruit is part of the wood. It's part of the tree and it's part of the fence. So one's not allowed to take the fruit. And we continue. Matzri chalei. What's his question in regards to? Kigan, for example, ilin tusaya, these berry trees, delight isbahin mamesh, that they are really not important. The berries that grow on the trees don't last for very long and they get ruined very quickly. They can't be considered as part of the bush or as part of the tree and part of the fence. And so maybe those berries don't have an issue of gazelle and somebody else is allowed to take them, and the Gemara doesn't answer his question. On to another question, here's the proper girsa. Rimin shenata l'shem rimin. He planted a rimin tree, which we don't know what this is, but it's some sort of tree that this fruit is not important, it's not chashuv, and he planted the tree for the rimin. Usually, people plant these rimin trees for the wood, not for the fruit, but he planted it for the fruit. Or benois hadas shenata l'shem benois hadas. He planted hadas trees, myrtles, in order to use them for their berries, and it's the same thing. People don't usually use the berries. The question is, are these fruits that grow chayv and meiser or not? And it's an ayatani that those that teach chayv, that they're chayv and meiser, and it's an ayatani, pater, those that teach, they're pater and meiser. Now, Amar Chesi explains, Mandamar chayv, the one who holds these are chayv and meiser, that's referring to b'makom shev mishamrim, that this is a place where the majority of people are mishamir. They plant these trees and raise them in order to harvest the fruit or these berries, and that's why in this particular case, the berries are going to be chayv and meiser. Whereas Mandamar pater, the one who says they're pater, b'makom shein rev mishamrim, that's referring to a place where the majority of people are not mishamir these. Now, Rabbi Yasi asks a fun question, in b'makom shev mishamrim, if you're going to tell me this is a place where the majority of people are mishamir these trees, they want them for their berries or for their fruits, so why do we have to say that the guy planted it dafka for the berries? Even if he didn't plant it dafka for the berries, the majority of people in this area plant them for the berries anyway, and his das should be batal. Do we say this by olive and fig trees, that their only time the fruit is going to be chayv and meiser is if he had machshava, he planted these trees dafka for their fruit? Obviously not. The standard is that the olives and figs from these trees are for their fruits, and of course they're going to be chayv and meiser, and it should be the same thing Rabbi Yasi is asking. If this is a place that roiv are mishamrim, most people raise these trees for their fruits or berries, so of course they're going to be chayv and meiser. There's no chiddush in that. Based on top, so he explains, el or rather, afilu mechza mishamrim, mechza she'en mishamrim, the chiddush is, even if some people are mishamrim, some people aren't, if this fellow had the machshava that he wants to be mishamrim them, even though this is not the standard, and not everyone does it, then they will be chayv and meiser. Now, Amar of Masya, or of Masya explains differently, min de basrasa, really the whole chiddush is in a later brisa that talks about this, makam she'en roiv mishamrim, afilu chishev pater. That's proper gear, so not afilu lechishev, but afilu chishev pater. In other words, it could be that the first brisa that we mentioned, most people are mishamer. The chiddush is in a different brisa regarding makam she'en mishamrim, that even if this fellow does want them, they're still pater for meiser, because we say batal daita itzukal adam, and most people don't want them, and so even though this fellow's interesting and he wants them, they're still not chavin meiser. Moving on to discuss something else, Rabbi Yechon says, b'shem Rav Shimon Yoy Tzadok, gefen she'olas makam charshin, if a grapevine grew in a makam charshin, which means in a foresty area, a place that's far away from Yishuv, it's growing in the wild. Patur min arla, it's pater from arla. And Rabbi Yasi says, afilu nata, that's even if he planted it there. A person went and planted this vine in this makam charshim, in this forest, the fruit is still pater from arla. As somewhere about Tanina, we learned, ha'ilim e'elav chayv ba'arla. If something grew on its own, it's chayv in arla. And for sure, if he planted it, it's going to be chayv in arla. I think our answer is no. Taman mishanata makam Yishuv. Over there, it's talking about where he planted it, or even if it grew on its own, but it's in a makam Yishuv. It's in an inhabited place. And so, of course, the fruit growing here is going to be eaten and people are going to use it, and that's why it has a din of arla. Bram hacha, however, here, meaning when we say something growing in the forest is not chayv in arla, it's shenata makam charshin, it's where he planted it or it grew on its own in this wild area, and it's not really meant lachila, it's not meant for eating, and therefore it's not chayv in arla. Now, Amar Blezer, he explains how the tamer this is only said, b'she'ena oisek de tefelasa, that's only if it doesn't produce enough fruits to make all the investment into it worthwhile. Namely, if it's going to cost too much money to take all this fruit and schlep it from the forest into the city and go through all the processing, so then the fruit isn't chayv in arla, because we would say it's obviously not for its fruit. It's way too expensive to take care of all this fruit and process it. But if this vine is going to produce enough to make all the investment into it worthwhile, even though he's going to have to schlep it from the forest to the city and whatnot, chayeves, in this situation, it is chayv in arla. And moving on to another situation, Rav Chon asked the following question. Let's say he planted an esrog tree just for the mitzvah. He just wanted these esrogim for sukkahs, for the dalin minim. Do these esrogim have a din of arla? Or maybe not. Maybe since he's not eating them, they're just for the mitzvah, perhaps they're not chayv in arlo. So Chazar Rav Chanan va'amar, then Rav Chanan went back and said, Esrei shenot l'mitzvah asai, chayv ba'arlo. And Esrei that was planted for its mitzvah is chayv in arlo. Ask the Gemara, why would that be? V'loi kein taninon, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, ulakachtam l'chem v'loi min ha-mitzvah, that it says in regards to the Esrei of Sukkis, you shall take for yourself, and this tells us not from mitzvah, meaning you're not allowed to use Maaser Sheni money to buy an Esrei. It has to be l'chem, your own personal money. And by that same token, it says, shalosh shanim yeh l'chem arelim, for 3 years it should be l'chem arelim, and since this isn't l'chem, rather he planted the tree for the mitzvah of Esrei, perhaps here too there's no issue of arla. However, the response to that is Taman over there, l'kachtem l'chem bedamim loyman ha-mitzvah. When we're talking about Esrei, it means that you have to use your own money and not mitzvah money when you buy the Esrei for yourself. Ramhacha over here, in regards to arla, we're understanding the word l'chem differently. K'modet temar gabi shayfar, just like in regards to shayfar, it says, yom teruah yeh l'chem, the Rosh Hashanah is a yom teruah for you, and that means mikol makom, in any situation, in any place, this day must be guarded, it must be kept as a yom teruah. So v'kai, same over here, shalosh shanim yeh l'chem arelim l'yachel mikol makom. When the pasuk says that 3 years shall be for you arelim, that means in all situations, all times, all places, you have to guard these first 3 years of fruit, and they're considered arel for you. And therefore, even if it's planted for a mitzvah, you just want it for esrog, it's still going to have a din of arla. So we continue asking, gimel amar alf on top, ma bein oil mishan peres of l'etzim, what's the difference between this and gardening the trees just for their wood? We said in the Mishnah, if you plant it for siyag or kairos and you don't want the fruit, so the fruit doesn't have a din of arla. Why are we saying that when you're planting it for the mitzvah and you're not interested in eating it, that it would be chayv in arla? And the answer is, kashem shu roitze peryoi, kachu roitze be'etzoi. The same way that he wants the fruits, he wants the wood. In other words, when he's planting it for its wood, his das isn't on the pre whatsoever. He doesn't want the fruit at all, and therefore the fruit has the same din as the tree. Both of them are just meant for his siyag, for his fence. Ram Hach, however, over here, roitze hu peryoi ve'ena roitze be'etzoi. He wants the fruit and he doesn't want the wood. He doesn't want to cut down the esrei tree and use the wood for something. He dafka wants the tree to stay, and he only wants the fruit. So here, since the whole reason why he's planting the tree is for the fruit, so that he could use it for the mitzvah, but again, he wants the fruit. That's why when he's planting the esrei tree for the mitzvah, it's chayv in arla. We continue va'ayim and adal. Also from the following, Damar Chanina Chanina says pre. When we talk about esrei, it says the word pre. Name Amar Eitzoi ain adam yotze ba'yidei chavase b'chag. If you're going to call it Eitzoi, if the determination of the tree is going to be that it's a tree and therefore it's not going to be chayv in arla, well, person's not going to be yotze chiv of esrei on sukkas with it because it's not considered a pre. It has to be considered a pre. And once you're considering it a pre, so it's going to be chayv in arla. I would suggest madamila. What's comparable to this? Zayis shenote lahalik by b'chanukah, an olive tree that was planted with express purpose that the olives are going to be used for oil for Chanukah. However, Amar Yisrael Rabbon, says Zedvar Tyra v'zem midivrehem va'at Amar Hachin. This is midaraisa and this is midrabanan. You're saying this, meaning how can you suggest these are comparable? An esrog tree planted for the mitzvah of esrog is midaraisa, and an olive tree planted for olive oil meant to be used for Chanukah is midrabanan. These are two different things. So we say you're right. Ma'adamila, what's it comparable to? Zayis shenote lahalik bais ha-menaira, an olive tree that was planted that the olives should be used to light the menorah in the base of Mikdash. Zedvar Tyra v'zedvar Tyra. Both are midaraisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.